Welcome back to NFL Rants and Raves. This is Stephen Medina.
And this is Jeff Ellis, and it's Wednesday, January 5, 2010.
Episode 6.46, the Wild Card Preview Show.
Playoffs, baby!
Playoffs!
They're here.
Yes, they are. And Jeffrey, you are not allowed to wear that shirt for the playoffs.
I am wearing this shirt for the playoffs because it's the only shirt I own that's in the playoffs.
To wear that shirt for the playoffs.
I wore it here just to tease you.
Into the season,
yeah,
as a Houston Texans fan, and your team, like mine, is out of the playoffs.
Right.
So you're not allowed to now come in. It's like me, all of a sudden, I'm Peyton Manning, wearing a Peyton Manning jersey.
That'd be cool.
Woo! No.
You don't own a Peyton Manning jersey.
I don't, and you're not allowed to wear a New Orleans Saints shirt.
It's a T-shirt. It was still, just up. It was next on deck in the T-shirt
drawer.
You've
got that. You've got a Drew Brees jersey.
I do.
You've and got
I'll
a little.
Trust me, I'll bust out
you
that.
You got a hoodie.
I do.
You've got a little thingy on your head.
Talking about my little thing.
You've got a trash can. That all needs to get put away.
Yeah, well, the trash can's moved. That's out in the garage now.
Okay.
So there you go. But yeah,
we've got playoff fever. We've got coaches moving. We got a coach that has never coached in the NFL and is getting offers from everybody for like $7 million.
Exactly.
We'll talk about him. We'll talk about
him and them.
That's right. And we'll talk about the four wild card weekend games
and the guy who went to that place. And we're going to talk about our preseason predictions, and we're going to take a brief flyby the teams that have a vacation this week.
Yes, teams that have a vacation, they all
the
have
the bye week teams.
Oh, those four.
The lucky folks.
The four playoff teams that are on a bye.
Getting a chance to get
healthy.
I was
thinking there's a lot of teams that
actually,
we don't have
yeah.
time to go through the other
there's
20
actually
teams.
18.
20.
20?
Yes.
Well, yeah, okay.
Well, actually, and if you count the four that are on a bye this week, there's 24 teams.
Okay.
Yes.
Only 10 teams make the playoffs.
12.
12.
There's 32 teams.
Oh, there's 32. Oh, got it. Stupid
okay.
math.
We'll just get
stupid
to it.
Stupid math. Hate math.
Bringing American football to the world, it's Stephen Miranda and Jeff Ellis with NFL Rants and Rage.
Chili sauce.
It's chili sauce. I wanted to do that, actually.
I saw you.
Did you see it?
You beat on your chest. I'm like, man, that's like the old days. Chili sauce.
I brought it in.
And what was it?
We're going to start with like a playoff segment.
Playoff segment.
And this is a play. So we need to like playoff segment.
Playoff segment.
And it's listener questions.
All right.
And so I decided that if you were cool enough to actually come to our website
yeah.
and leave a question,
yeah.
we would answer it, no matter how crazy it was.
Did anyone ask any silly questions?
I don't know.
I like the silly questions.
I think everybody's on.
Well, so the silly people are just on Facebook.
Month. Yeah, I guess that's it.
And the more serious people have registered on the website. And how much junk mail do we send out? We haven't quite gotten around to that, have we?
Sending junk mail?
Yeah, we never have.
Yeah, do we send junk mail?
No. This is my point.
But
donors get sent stuff.
Yeah, well, but then I come to the website, there's something for you. Or
well, no, I'll send out stuff. Like, yeah. I sent that picture of the helmet.
Right.
I'll arrange for, like, week 11. It's like, here's the standings right now from the
and
old
you've
helmets.
Sent out, you've sent out other goodies, other
yeah.
spreadsheets and
cool
stuff.
Articles I found.
Yes. Maybe, well, let's just start telling people, go register on the site.
Yeah, so then you can actually ask a question. Because
yes.
we don't, that's all to say, we don't send junk mail.
Because here's a question from Adrian, Jeff.
Yo.
I guess his
Adrian.
Full name's there. It's Adrian Stanley.
All right.
And it's not the O Adrian. I believe he's a guy.
I said, yo, I didn't say O, because I don't know yeah. anyone who says O Adrian.
O Adrian!
That's when he stubs his toe. Oh, Adrian, get in here. It's bleeding all over. And he's gonna shut up. That's mixing Stallone
yes,
movies.
That
sorry.
Is. Sorry.
Oh, man. On the drive-in, John Madden, SiriusXM Radio.
Yeah.
John Madden. You know, when you talk about Hines Ward, number, you say 86, you say Ward, you say Hines Ward, you say Steelers, you say greatness. And I'm like, you know, when Frank Caliendo does him and says, what would the league be without John Madden? I say meaningless.
Yeah.
Frank's actually being kind. I mean, John's really way worse than people who mimic him in reality. Hines Ward was on, and he couldn't. He was beside himself with excitement to talk to Hines Ward.
He's beyond excitement to talk to anybody.
He is. The guy loves the game. That's all there is to it.
All right, so Adrian Stanley, he asks, if the real Mike Vick shows up for the Eagles, do the Packers have a chance?
All right,
seeing
now,
as the Packers were 3-5 on the road this year.
Yes, their road record is significant, as is their record against teams with good records.
I will point out that I believe one of those wins was in Philly to start the year.
Absolutely. But that was, again, that was the game where Kevin Cobb ended up
playing
out
a season, playing a series.
Right.
And then Mike Vick came in
for
the rest
of the game.
So they game
planned for Cobb, and they ended up with Vick. And trust me.
And they still won.
Well, right, and that's
even
a very
Vic
different
was
game plan.
Running yes, like he was. A madman in that
He's
game.
He's being himself. But he has taken his share of injuries this season, which is the reason you have to keep Cobb around, period.
Yeah.
You pay him, look, you pay him whatever you pay a head coach, and we're talking $7 million, because
we'll
you've got
get to that
I know,
in a
but
moment.
I'm just saying, you have to, because anytime you have, and all these quarterbacks, I'm not going to go off on this tangent, but all these quarterbacks coming out of college, so many of them are mobile quarterbacks. You better have a solid backup
okay.
if you're going to have a mobile quarterback. Because so to answer the question directly, though, Steve, what do you think?
What is the real Mike Vick?
Well,
that's
what
I'm
stumbling about. I suspect it's the guy who is Mike Vick that we saw in his prime, say, week 9, week 10, when everyone was insisting that he's the MVP and we should just give it to him now.
You know what? All I've got to say, I don't know what the real Mike Vick is. But if the Green Bay Packers can tee off on him like, you know, teams have been doing late in the season, I don't see how the Eagles win. And here's the other problem. The Eagles rely heavily on DeSean Jackson.
Yes.
I haven't made a guarantee in a while.
You haven't.
But I guarantee you
this
that
I guarantee
Charles Woodson is going to put the clamp down on DeSean Jackson.
All right.
And make him irrelevant in this football game. And the Packers are going to say, no DeSean Jackson. Now you're going to have to beat us with Vic, LeSean McCoy, if you can try and run the ball, because nobody's been running the ball on the Packers effectively.
And we're going to blitz the hell out of you.
It's going to be an interesting game for every Eagles fan out there who has already chalked a win in.
Ooh, big mistake.
Don't do that yet. Because if the Eagles go in to this game with a let's just chalk a win in.
Andy Reid wouldn't allow that, Steven.
You know what? He may, and then he'll just come out and say, well, you know, it's on me.
Well, he'll take full responsibility for it. I guarantee
for
you
not
that.
Having this
team ready to play.
The thing is, I'm not sure that the best thing for the Eagles last week was to sit a whole bunch of people against the Cowboys and lose to the Cowboys in Philly. And that just gives you ugly feelings, okay?
Ugly feelings.
Yes.
It gave you a happy feeling.
What? I'm talking about if you're an Eagles fan.
Right.
You just lost.
Well, you don't care
home.
About the fans. You're trying to get ready for the playoffs.
You are.
So you don't care about the fans.
And
the
I
fans
know
can
that
go,
Mike
you know,
Vick was hurt, and I understand, okay, fine. But
thigh
LeSean
injury.
McCoy wasn't hurt. DeSean Jackson wasn't
JD
hurt.
JD was fine, yeah.
There were a lot of players that did not play last week. Obviously, they couldn't, you know, they lost a bumblebee tuna.
Okay, but let's also say I'm Andy Reid, and I'm trying to game plan a week ahead for the Green Bay Packers, which is going to be the toughest game of our season. Do I really want to re-show them who we are and what we do?
Yeah.
No, I just soon keep some of that secret. I think it's very much in the same kin as what we're seeing up in Seattle with Pete Carroll holding back on whom the quarterback is going to be.
Yes, that is a part of the news, which we'll get to in a
moment. Well, but I'm saying, look, at this point in the season, you lose and you go home, it's all over. This is the reason you got here. If you've got some trick card up your sleeve, you use it at this time. And if you can keep guys back off the field and stop showcasing them.
There's a little something for momentum going into the playoffs.
There's a huge something for momentum. I agree with you completely.
And when you lose to a third-string quarterback who had nothing, because trust me, McGee did not look really good.
Was that his name? I don't remember.
Yeah, Stephen McGee did not look really good last week.
Me and Stephen McGee. Are the girls making popcorn?
They are.
How
can you smell
dare
it?
They? This is worse than an office because this is what you
popcorn?
Seriously? Dude. She's mad you're waking up your daughter.
She just yells, dude, and she's pointing at my daughter who's trying to go to sleep.
But yeah, you can't make popcorn at work. You can't make popcorn around two big guys.
Yeah,
that's just
who
stupid.
Are doing the show.
We're trying to be entertaining.
Gosh.
And edumatational.
Right. So thank you, Adrian. I don't know. Mike Vick.
Look, if Mike Vick in his prime shows up for this game will be even closer than I think
I
it
tell
will
you
be.
What. Three out of the four games, I'll give you one guess which game that was, but three out of the four games were difficult to pick. One was really easy.
That 12th man is worth at least 75 points, and I still got him losing. Wow.
Oh, man. So did you see that the Saints, it's coming down. It's been fluctuating between
Not enough for my liking.
Nine, dude.
Yeah.
Remember I told you all their losses, 16 or more points.
Yeah.
Nine is plenty for me.
Michael Denny posted on Facebook that 10.5 was too high as far as a line, as far as the wager line. That's too many points for this game. And now, I am taking the Saints and giving the points, okay?
Yes.
So I have no problem with that.
Yes.
However.
We have someone who could make a bet for us in Vegas right now, Michael, who posted on Facebook. He's like, I'm in Vegas. Who should I bet on? I'm like, pick me up from the airport. He's like,
there's
what
no
flight?
Hotel rooms.
He's
right
like,
now.
What flight?
There's no flights right now because of the Consumer Electronics Show.
Really?
It started today and it goes through the weekend.
Yeah, but I know people who know people in Vegas.
Are these people with big fancy cars with girls and hot tubs and things?
I am not at liberty to discuss such things.
Well, that
my
would
wife
greatly
listens,
affect my plans.
It listens to the show. So
I'm willing to take my new car on a road trip if that's what's entailed.
Road trip!
Road trip, man. Saturday morning. I was up at 6 o'clock this morning. What time were you up? You're up early.
Yeah.
So we get up at 5. Big deal. But we're not going to work. We're going to Vegas. We got the Billy Joel playlist
for that
in the car.
I get up at 4. We're there by 7.
See?
We get the nice breakfast buffet.
Bacon, tubble bacon.
And we get some tubble bacon and we go place our football bets and then we sit in a sports book all day. We sit at a casino all day till 1 o'clock when the game starts.
We play blackjack till you play craps and I won't get near you. I swear.
Jeff is
I'm
the
cooler.
Yes. This comes to the table.
Bad.
Like, craps. What happened?
Where did you come from?
I was like on a roll for the last 20 minutes.
Yeah.
You get near me.
The pit
seven.
Boss sent me over. He said that it was time for the good times to come to an end. They paid me $100 just to walk
Great.
Over here.
Thanks a lot. You're sharing that $100 with me now.
Maybe.
Anyways, okay. I wish I could go to Vegas this weekend.
So what are you doing Saturday? You know Trish is going to take the girls down to my mom's.
She's taking the girls?
Why not? She's got to. The girls been down to see Grandma?
No,
meet me in the hospital?
No. Trisha did not think that would be a good environment for them.
How is it going to damage them? I spent my entire childhood in convalescent homes and hospitals.
I don't know. She doesn't want to take the girls
Do I seem
down.
Scarred?
She does not want to take... Sometimes. She doesn't want to take the girls down by herself. If she goes down with the girls, I got to come.
So I got to go to Vegas by myself?
Thanks. Thanks. Sunday I'm having Dave Brannan and his lovely wife here to watch some football with us. We're gonna have dinner.
Nice.
For the late game.
That would be the Packers Eagles, the one that we're talking about right now.
Yes, the late game on Sunday.
I have no plans, dude. I don't want to.
What are we doing Saturday? Let's watch.
Let's go to Vegas.
We can't go to Vegas.
Why not?
We could go to Park.
What?
Hollywood Park.
Oh, Hollywood Park Casino.
Yeah.
You can't play blackjack.
Can.
No, it's not real blackjack.
What do you mean it's not real blackjack?
It's not real. Anything that's not an Indian casino is not real blackjack.
So how do you play fake blackjack?
You pay money to play kind of thing. It's really stupid. And you're playing with money against the people. And other people can take turns being the dealer and things. It's really lame.
Okay.
Not that I'm pathetic and have ever done this. I'm just saying that it's probably
then how do
like
you
this.
Know?
I dreamt it.
Well, there was I was
that's
the banker
how,
one. I played
that's
the banker
That's how Commerce
once.
Casino works.
Okay.
That's how all of them work. I've been to all of them. I'm not saying that.
Back in El Paso, the Isleta Indian Reservation, they were allowed to build a casino.
The Slutty Indian Reservation?
Isleta.
Wow.
Isleta. And the Isleta that Indian Reservation. Maize. Yes, that's right. Which you call
corn.
The Isleta Indian Reservation, they had a casino. And so basically they had those kind of rules where they couldn't really actually do that.
And you play craps with cards.
No, they didn't
have
that.
That's the worst.
But the blackjack is, the if you want to make some money, you want to make some serious bank, you go to this
place. You be the house. Yeah.
You go with $3,000. And you're the house, and you do a
$3,000.
Yeah, you go with $3,000. Yeah. Trust me, I went with $3,000.
Where'd you get $3,000?
My student loan. I had just finished a summer where I was running a fireworks stand. It's right before the 4th of July. Do not laugh at me. I was running the fireworks stand.
I have no trouble imagining. I'm just trying to come up with, where did you get the money? Now I know. That's where you make money hand over fist.
Exactly. So anyway, so it's the 3 weeks right before the 4th of July.
Wow.
I ran this fireworks stand. I made some massive
commissions. I'm sure you were there dawn till
6 a.m. until 6. 6 a.m.
Given Texas,
first couple
the
weeks,
laws are probably 6 a.m. till midnight.
6 a.m. till 8 p.m. the first 2 weeks, and then the week right before.
24/7.
We were open basically all night.
And you would, I mean, it'd be worse than the lotto this week. You'd have just a line going out the door.
And it was amazing. And literally, come 4th of July, by 9 p.m., I had sold every, I was so good at selling.
And they
selling
actually
the
have
stuff.
Cases of dynamite you can buy. Because it's Texas.
I was so good at selling stuff. 9 p.m., I call the dude, and I'm like, I've got nothing in my stand.
No inventory.
It is empty. He's like, I don't believe you. I'm like, come on up here. And he comes up, and he's like, oh, my God. He's like, you've got nothing. I'm like, I'm trying to tell you. I'm a good seller.
I had a sparkler, and I sold it to a kid for $5.
So the guy's like, yeah, it's too late to restock you. Shut it down.
Yeah.
So I'm like, all right, can you pay me now?
Yeah.
So we
Those guys got to handle a lot of cash.
We counted out all the money and stuff, and then he gave me my cut. And
cash.
Cash money.
Golly.
$3,800. I paid my nephew $800 who helped me.
For working 3 weeks.
3 weeks. Yeah.
Nice.
Yeah, just come on. A 16-year-old got $800.
Yeah,
for 3 weeks.
Trust me, Jordan.
Trust
would do it in a
me.
Second.
He'd still do
it in a second.
He had a blast, and then I took the $3,000 and I went to be a banker at this Indian reservation casino.
Wow!
And I turned that $3,000 to $10,000 just like that, and that's how I moved out to L.A.
Wow!
And that's a story I had never told you before.
Nope.
But there you go.
And then, how long did you live in your car when you were out here?
Oh, the car story. Let's not go
before
there.
Before you found my sister to take you in like a wounded dog.
I had an apartment in
North
Hollywood.
I know you did. But it makes a great story.
You bum.
Oh, look at the poor man living in his car.
I know.
Can I help you? And he's so good looking, and he's like, really fast.
And all of a sudden, I was like, how you doing? No, I'm just kidding.
And that was the end of the story. Hey, my dad's gone. He can't kill you now.
I know. Steven Diaz. You know what? Trisha, actually, I wooed your sister for like a whole 3 months before she actually...
3 months before she broke to the charm of Steven.
Before she actually went out on a date with me, if you would let me
finish. 3 months.
Yes.
Before she caved to your greatness.
Before I said, come on, go out with me.
Believe it or not, most of us humans, there's girls we just don't ever get.
I don't know what that's like.
I can tell you, it's hard. It's really sad.
You know what?
We just longingly look.
Trisha was like the first girl that I actively went after. She was like in college and high school. I just had people ask me to go out.
You
and
said,
stuff.
Look, babe, take a number, okay?
Seriously, so when it came down to me asking someone to go, I was like, it was new. It was a new experience.
How do I do this?
I was really nervous, actually.
You should be. She's
but she was great. She was out of my league.
She was great.
I don't know
what happened. His words, not
mine.
Can we
get to the next couple questions so we can get the NFL news? I knew there was no way we'd keep it to an hour and a half.
I told
Steven
you.
Steven Diaz says, with Chris Ivory and now Pierre Thomas going on the IR,
very concerned.
Therefore, eliminating the Saints running game. What are the Saints' chances this week?
Saints' chances this week are excellent.
Saints' chances for the entire playoffs.
Not so good.
Not so much, yeah.
Now, the thing that the Saints are going to have to draw on is they're going to really have to go to the well and say, look, we are the defending Super Bowl champion. We're going to have to draw on all of that.
Yes.
We're going to have to rely on the defense to score, which they have not
been. And Reggie Bush is going to have to come out of the
show. Reggie Bush is going to have to show up, which he should because it's the big stage now.
Come out of your shell that you've been hiding on. You've been kind of protecting your leg. We understand. Got to come out of it now. You got to come out of it. You got to produce. You got to produce. Do you know that Reggie Bush made 18 times more money than Arian Foster?
I thought you were going to say made 18 times more money in college.
No.
But no. That he made 18 times that more money than
Arian
Foster.
Of course
Arian
he did.
Arian
Foster, like, shredded him in as far as yards.
First of all, Arian Foster shredded everyone this year. He set the NFL record. There's not the record, but he set the season.
He was the rushing title holder, yes.
So, yeah, that's not anything to slight Reggie Bush about, especially given that Reggie Bush missed six games because of injury,
at least. He still wouldn't have come anywhere near what Arian Foster rushed.
He wouldn't have come anywhere near him, however.
Jamie Gum. It puts his lotion on the skin.
That's
before
not the
it gets
name.
Stu- yeah, Jamie Gum. This is the dude's name in the
I
thing.
Just knew him as Buffalo
as
Bill.
Buffalo
Bill.
Yeah. But he actually had a name. His name was Jamie Gum.
And he puts the lotion
on the
skin
before it gets the hose again. And then after she does it, he's like, it
puts
the lotion
in
the basket. She's like, Mister, my family. It puts the
lotion
in
the basket.
And he actually cusses in there,
but we don't
want
to do
that.
We don't want an explicit tag like that.
We've already been asked, are you going to put an explicit
tag
on the show?
The FCC actually came to Steven's house and patted him down, and then he said, wait a minute, you can't do that. Yeah. And I said, it was just fun.
Yeah. So anyways, no explicit tag, so we can't actually do what Buffalo Bill says.
He puts the lotion on or gets the hose again. I can never remember how
it
rhymes.
Puts the lotion
on its skin or else it gets the hose again.
Yes.
It puts the lotion on its skin or else it gets the hose again.
Yeah, it was creepy. So Dee Dee never saw that scene because she was just too creeped
out
by the dude.
People who don't know what we're talking about, Silence of the Lambs. Yeah, and see, people who have not seen the movie assume that Anthony Hopkins is the terrifying character in the movie.
No.
And on the scale of 1 to 10, he's only a 6.
7.
Buffalo Bob is the 10.
7.
I think
when
he's
he talks,
6.
When he's got that mask on, they're transferring him prisons. Yeah. He's got that mask on, and he talks to the governor or the senator, whatever the lady was.
Senator.
And he talks to her about, you know,
her children
stuff,
and things.
And then when he escapes, that is absolutely the freakiest, craziest
Dee
thing.
Dee says she
I've
never goes in elevators again without thinking about it.
Yeah, I don't go in elevator. As a matter of fact,
so
if
she.
I see the square, I freaking open it to make sure there's nobody up there.
Yeah, I can't open it because of a murder. Actually, it was a murder suicide at a place I worked at.
I remember the roof of that.
Yeah.
Yeah. No, man. That was when he escaped.
But Steven, comparing him
horrifying.
To Buffalo Bill, Bob, Buffalo Bill, Buffalo Bob.
It was Buffalo.
Buffalo
Bill.
Bob.
No, Buffalo Bill.
Bill? It really was.
Yes.
Who's Buffalo Bob?
That's from Bob. That's from Simpsons.
Hey, kids. You know, I've lost my Krusty imitation.
But he doesn't really do anything.
He's so creepy looking, though. And Anthony Hopkins looks normal.
Yeah.
That's the thing. He looks like a freak, and he keeps women in a well and starves them so he can wear their skin. I'll take a carnivore cannibal any day over somebody who takes people's skin and wears it.
Both are sick,
but one is way sicker.
That's pretty disgusting. All right, let's move on.
That's a gross, great movie.
To answer Steven Diaz, I think they'll be fine this week. I don't know about the rest of the...
Be very careful.
They're going to have to run at some point.
Reggie Bush is going to have to show up in a big way because what happens and what we've seen is that Drew Brees is now throwing interceptions where he never did before. I think 22 on the year. Put him just behind Eli Manning on the interception index, which is not company you want to be keeping.
All right, I'm going to skip DC Sports Fan's question just for now because he gets into a question outside of the playoffs and we'll answer it last. So we'll
Ed,
get to
you're last.
Yeah, you're last, Ed. Tricky. Wow, that's a cool name. Tricky
it would
be says
if it was Trixie.
With Vince Young now leaving Tennessee, does this mean that Jeff Fisher is definitely staying? Yes.
No.
Well, it's not
probably.
Definite, but
probably
he's staying.
Probably.
He's got 1 year left in his contract. He'll stay, and if depending on how he does,
it'll be another one of the things that you alluded to, which is the win right now or you're done.
Or you're done. Yes. Yeah.
Basically, which is gonna be crazy because they really don't have a quarterback.
Chances of every road team winning this weekend.
I would put it every road team winning. I would put it if you could take that as a parlay. And only give $5, say, to win 50, I'd do it.
Yeah.
I'd do it.
And finally, what is your predicted and preferred Super Bowl? Wow. Way to go. And he is tricky. He asked three questions, and just answered all of them. So what is your predicted Super Bowl?
And preferred.
Yes.
Those are two different things. Predicted, I'm going to continue to go Falcons, Patriots, because that's where I've been going all along.
Yeah.
And as far as what I'd prefer to see, I would love. Who wouldn't love to see, first of all, Mike Vick in the Super Bowl? That would be something else. But I don't. That's a tough one.
I'm going to predict Steelers Falcons. I would prefer Colts Packers.
Colts Packers would be
going
good.
Back to old Super Bowls.
Yeah. The Baltimore Colts and the Green Bay Packers.
I mean, that's old school.
That's old school.
You got to go back for those kind of Super Bowls. That's what I would. That's my preferred.
Like Super Bowl
Colts,
three,
Packers.
Super Bowl two,
Colts Packers. But I think it's going to be the Steelers are going to find a way to put themselves in the Super Bowl.
Steelers have got this wonderful combination.
It's going to anger me.
Yeah,
I will be angered.
You don't want one for the index finger?
No. Because what will they say now?
I don't know. Seriously, it's like filling out the second hand. That'll be it.
One to wear as a nose ring.
A necklace to give your girl.
Yeah, that'd be kind of cool.
So,
speaking of which, did you see Chad? Do you follow Chad's tweets?
No.
Chad Ochocinco, known as Pepe, known as Esteban.
Esteban.
So apparently dude's going to Madrid.
Nice.
And he's going with his new woman.
Nice.
And he throws her under the bus. They're at the airport, and someone takes their picture, and he tweets it. The picture says, so we're headed to Madrid. One of us is casual, ready to go, and the other one's dressed like it's a freaking fashion show. You see the picture, and she's all decked out. I mean, she's looking fabulous.
Does he throw under the bus, or does he say, check out the hot chick I got to be with?
I don't know how. The way he said it, the way he worded the tweet.
He's playful Chad.
Yeah, he is playful Chad, but he's like, you know, one's all comfortable and casual. The other one's like, it's a fashion show, and she was smoking.
And that is the former Cincinnati Bengal, Chad Ochocinco.
Wow. Just like that?
Prediction.
It's a prediction. Form. Well, we are
88% prediction.
What is your preferred Super Bowl?
You know,
preferred.
It would have to have Peyton Manning in it. And it should have Tom Brady, but that can't be.
Can't happen, no.
So that's certainly my AFC championship.
That's your preferred. And it can happen.
It can, and I sure hope it does because it'd be a hoot. Those guys can't play each other enough.
Patriots in the AFC championship game.
So want to be there.
Let's do it.
Fly straight down to Dallas?
You got a problem with that?
Yeah, because we're gone so long right now. We're already gone like 9 days for the Super Bowl. So
okay.
We add a couple more days. You want to talk about being in trouble with the family?
Mm-hmm. Come on. Mm-hmm. Look, just let them know that after this little road
my
trip.
My kids are cool. My son's driving. Tomorrow at 11 a.m., his car comes out of the shop, and it is good to go.
All right.
It is factory standard, 145,000-mile checkup. It's got all new little, because apparently the engine block holes have broken loose somehow.
Okay.
I don't know
okay.
how. But it's got all new, and the boy could take the girl anywhere because it's legal.
Yes.
As long as you got parental need and everything in California.
So you're going to make everything parental need now? I need my child to take my daughter to gymnastics.
Because I'm freaking playing a video game. Do you mind?
All right. Little Lee asks, wouldn't it be funny after the whole playoff overtime change that no games went to the overtime? I don't know if it would be funny.
It would actually be funny if it actually happened. Because, again, the whole overtime thing, this modified overtime system. Because
I guarantee you what's going to happen.
It's not.
First overtime game, team's going to get in field goal range. They're going to kick a field goal, and they're going to start jumping up and down like they just won the game. Woohoo! We won!
I just hope it doesn't involve Donovan McNabb.
We're going to go to... Well, he can't because he
didn't. I know, but could you imagine?
They're going to be like, boom, 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 and rush into the field, and the other team's going to be like, you ain't won yet, dude.
It's our turn. Give us the ball.
Kick off to us. Come on. Let's go.
Kick off. We just don't have enough overtime games. We have four or five a season, and then that it's going to happen in a limited capacity of the playoffs seems so unlikely, I should say, that it just doesn't seem like it's going to happen. So it would be cool. I'd like to see it.
All right. James Griffin says, do Pittsburgh have a legitimate chance of winning the seventh Super Bowl this year, even if they have to travel to Foxborough and play the seemingly unstoppable Patriots?
Yes. For no other reason than the Steelers, they have this wonderful advantage of having veterans who have been in multiple Super Bowls and youngsters to fill things out.
The Patriots went into Pittsburgh and rolled them.
I understand that, but
rolled them.
You never know when a team peaks, Steven.
That's true.
And so you don't know. And Pittsburgh could be getting better at a good time, and Pittsburgh may have just peaked last week. Who knows? It seems very unlikely, but it certainly is a possibility.
Dan from Denver says, although the Raiders play division rivals much harder and dirtier, the Chiefs couldn't stop the pass rush.
Is that a given,
week.
By the way?
What?
That Denver does that?
The Raiders.
Oh, the Raiders.
Yeah.
No, that's true.
It's Dan from Denver talking about the Raiders here and how the Raiders basically rolled up on the Chiefs.
Sure.
And he's basically asking, the Chiefs, you know, they were defending their undefeated record at home, but, you know, they were just awful. How are the Chiefs possibly going to adjust for the Ravens, who have a much harsher pass rush?
They're going to get destroyed. That's my prediction.
Or is this all the beauty of Todd Haley?
The genius of Haley.
Who was just playing as vanilla could get to give the Baltimore Ravens some false hope. How about that?
I don't think that'd
be
a good idea.
The Ravens come out and they're like, we're just going to run all, we're going to get to Castle, we're going to knock them out of the game. They don't touch them the whole game. How about that?
Kansas City Chiefs finished last year 4-12. Okay. This season they went on to post a record of 10-6, I believe.
I think that's what it was.
10-6. 10-6. That differential, some of those games, look, this is a team that is clearly getting better and is clearly improving. But I believe they are also the benefactors of playing a last-place schedule. And so a couple of those wins you can chalk up to that. But they also played good football, but they have not played a lot of outstanding teams. They've beaten some good teams, but they have not faced something like Baltimore, to me, in this situation with this inexperienced a team. I think the experience of the Ravens is going to very much carry the day.
All right. Spades23 asks, can you clarify and explain the new overtime rule?
Speaking of the new overtime rule, yeah, everybody gets a chance. NFL Network tried to make it dramatic.
Anybody
what if there's
a
safety? What if there's an onside kick to start overtime? They're trying to come up with something that would make it impossible for the new system to work.
Yeah.
I'm sorry, if you kick an onside kick, you had a chance. You had the ball.
Did you?
Yeah, you kicked it to the other team.
The other team never got the ball. That's what they're trying to say.
You tried an onside kick.
That's what they're trying to say.
Well, if you succeed with an onside kick, the other team possessed it.
No, they didn't.
Just because they never may have touched the ball doesn't mean they didn't possess it.
They had
the opportunity.
I think that's what
they were the receiving team.
They didn't get a possession.
They did.
No, they did not.
This is according. Look, I am repeating what somebody with the Atlanta Falcons, who sits on the competition committee and helped crafted this, how he answered the question. So I'm not defending it. Yeah. I am simply saying how he answered the question.
Did he answer that that's a possession?
Yes.
Because it's wrong. That is not a possession.
He's saying because they were kicked to, the ball was possessed.
He is
by
wrong.
By a demon.
He is wrong. That is not a possession. Okay. That is in the column of how many possessions did you have. They don't get a one tick for a possession there. They never had the ball.
I'm just repeating what the man says.
Well, that's why NFL Network is trying to show you what's going to happen. What's going to be the uproar?
Well, then my frustration is on NFL Network for not calling him on that. If that's
they didn't
in fact,
ask
if it,
him, that's not a
they
possession.
They didn't follow it up because, again, NFL Network's not... They are still employees
right.
of the NFL.
I would have taken it to the house.
And
like,
are you an employee of the NFL?
No.
And that's why you never will be.
And that's why they didn't ask me to interview
exactly.
him.
Exactly.
Okay. So basically is if a team, the first team to receive the ball, only scores a field goal, the other team will get a possession to try to either match the field goal or win the game with a touchdown.
Correct.
If the first team to receive the ball scores a touchdown,
game over.
Game over.
Yep. Because we're not going to put this on the leg of Sebastian Janikowski in a 61-yard field goal.
He's not in the playoffs.
Saying that something like that we're not going to allow this.
Right.
Somebody with Uber leg is not going to come in and take away what should be an important game.
Right.
Because that wouldn't seem to go against the spirit of fairness. But what does go in the spirit of fairness is to have a team with 10 wins not go to the playoffs at all in favor of a team with only 7.
Yeah, you're never gonna sell me on that one.
I'm not looking to sell you. I'm looking to put these side by side and say which is more fair.
Where does anywhere say is what is fair?
I don't know, but apparently the league has an idea of what's fair. And what's fair is that in overtime, everyone should get a chance to possess the ball. And I say, says who? It's a freaking coin toss, and I don't think the statistics are nearly as strong as they try and make it out to be.
They have been recently.
Recently.
Yes.
But statistics, again, over the course of a long time are the statistics that are most meaningful. Although I must say, in the way that, especially with some of the changes made to how you can line up for an onside kick, I think that's probably skewed them to be more advantageous to the team attempting the onside kick.
Yeah.
But that's not what we're talking about. We're talking about overtime. Sorry. Why would it be different recently?
Over the last 5 years, I don't know, whatever's happened, maybe more offensive, happy kind of rules. Over the last 5 years, the team that receives the ball first wins a lot more. It used to be more like 53-47, and now it's something closer to like almost 60% of the time they're winning.
Steven, I got a instant trivia for you.
Instant trivia.
And it's disturbing to me.
Okay.
The Kansas City Chiefs hosting the Baltimore Ravens this weekend in a playoff game. Their record, of course, is 10-6.
Yes.
And they're hosting a team that's 12-4, which, again, doesn't seem terribly fair to me, especially in light of this.
What's your basis for comparison for fair?
Me.
That's what I want to know.
Me.
So it's your opinion. Okay.
My opinion.
I don't know what the basis for comparison of what fair
had a lot of classes in ethics.
Okay.
I mean, it doesn't make me an expert by any means, but it's better than people who haven't.
Oh, okay. Because I
no matter coursework, by the way, you ask what makes me an expert on this. It's like I've had many courses on ethics, medical and otherwise. So anyways,
ethics in the game of football and what makes fairness
not in
athletics, football,
no.
Not in athletics. Okay.
No.
So there you go. I'm just trying to find out where the basis of fair is. And where that comparison is going.
Sits right between my ears.
Okay, there you go.
And I don't say that that's the best place for it either. But it's my place, and I like it. My head is my home, except when it rains.
And then it's somebody else's home?
Exactly. So
is it
the Kansas City Chiefs, of their 10 wins, none of them came against a team with a winning record.
None of them?
None.
Zero?
Zed.
Didn't they beat the San Diego Chargers?
Uh-huh. What's their record?
9-7.
Did they?
Yeah.
One team had a winning record. What is that team?
What do you mean one team had a winning
record? Only one of their 10 wins came against a team with a winning record.
The Chargers.
Excellent.
Okay.
For those not paying attention, that was funny, that last bit. You need to play it back from the beginning, though, to understand why it was funny, because Steven just said it. So that's your punishment for half listening.
Okay.
You don't really get the jokes.
There you go.
So, Steven, that was week one.
Right.
But it's the only team they beat with a winning record.
Only time, yes. A very, very long time ago.
I was thinking that there's got to be some team middle of the season that they beat that was a good team. But check out these victories. Chargers, Browns, 49ers, Jaguars, we'll stick with the mascots, Bills, Cardinals, Seahawks, Broncos, Rams, Titans.
Wow.
That's the teams they won on their road to winning the division. I would point to those 10 wins and go,
You can only, win the games that the NFL schedules you.
Okay. Well, your second game against the Chargers, you got killed 31-0.
That was bad.
You lost your second game to the Denver Broncos 49-29. You lost your second game to the Oakland Raiders 23-20 in overtime.
And then 31-10.
You lost to the Houston Texans, a team with a losing record, 35-31. That was a close game. You lost to the Indianapolis Colts, the only good team on your entire freaking schedule, 19-9. Week. That was coming out of the bye, by the way. Week 5.
Yeah.
They have seen good football, great football, once all season. They are going to be in for the shock of their lives when Ed Reed and company take the field at their home. Yes, it's in Kansas City. And
do you
yes,
know
it's
if Ed Reed is playing yet? We don't know that yet.
I saw him, and the sound was muted on NFL Network, so I can't speak to that, but I will look it up while you just tell me your reflections on that in answering that question.
It's going to be very interesting. That is pretty weak that they've been.
What a schedule.
Partially why those teams have losing records is because the Kansas City Chiefs beat them. What? I'm being fair to the Chiefs.
You're being more than fair. You're being very kind. The Ravens expect, according to 2 days ago, his ribs, they expect him to be fine.
I don't know.
That's why they have losing records, because they played the Chiefs once.
Well, let's talk about the Colts. Okay, they beat the Jags, they losing record. They beat Houston once, actually. They lost to Houston the opening week of the season.
No one is saying that this is the same Indianapolis Colts team that we've seen in years gone by.
They struggled mightily. They beat Tennessee, and Tennessee was stinky poo-poo.
They lost to the Houston Texans week one.
That's what I'm saying.
And they've only won 6 games. Jacksonville they lost to. They lost to Philadelphia. They lost to New England. I know. I'm saying they've lost to some good teams.
Good team, man.
And but the teams that they've beaten have been generally a bunch of slouches.
Yes.
The Redskins are on there.
Slouch.
Yeah, the Broncos.
Slouch.
Titans.
They lost to the Cowboys, and the Cowboys were slouches this year.
Yep. There yeah, it is. The Colts, Dallas, that was overtime.
Yeah, Colts.
But their victories are really...
Well, the thing about the Colts this year is they haven't had the impressive, huge 80-0 win that we've become used to with Peyton Manning.
They have,
where they were winning by 14 points or more frequently.
They have not. The only time they surpassed 35 points was week 2 at New York. They put up 38, but they've not crossed 40 all year. That is very unusual for a Peyton Manning team to never get 40.
You got a whole bunch of, you got Blair Witch Project, man.
I know. And
it's a horrifying movie.
Haven't seen it. But the wide receiver, I think, is going to be quite good, especially with Peyton showing him how to play the game.
Yeah, he has learned a lot.
So, which takes us to
and
the Jets.
And there was a Pierre Garçon sighting last week, which was good.
There was.
Pierre shows up for the playoffs. He may not play in the regular season, but come playoff time, it's Garçon time.
And that makes Wayne available, and that makes Wayne all that more dangerous.
They're going to be all right.
I think they're going to be fine, too. But, Steven, this really has been a... This has been... No, this has got...
Little pee-pee.
This is a buggy version of software.
Buggy.
Okay, isn't it? It's a software with a lot of bugs in it.
So the Colts are like Colts... this is what? The 9th straight year they get into the playoffs? So this is Colts 9.1A?
But it's beta. It hasn't gone Golden Master at all.
So it hasn't... version 9 hasn't quite...
This is not a GM team at all.
All right, final question.
That's why they're 10-6,
Sean from Ireland. Hey, guys, is the fate of the Eagles and Vic play... Hi, guys.
Just because he's Irish doesn't mean you have to talk like you're drunk. That's stereotyping, Stephen, and it's not very nice.
I know. Hi, guys. Is it fate the Eagles and Vic play the Falcons for the NFC Championship game and the Eagles triumph to go on to the Super Bowl and win?
It would be if I wrote it.
Sean... First of all, the Eagles got to beat the Packers.
Right.
And then they probably got to beat somebody else
right.
before they would get they would to go to Atlanta in the championship game.
But would that not be epic?
As I told the other Irishman, or is he Scottish? Jim White.
Jim Scottish.
He's Scottish. Okay, never
mind. Not confused.
I know. Okay. As I told Jim White, the Scotsman, Slow your roll.
Pull in the reins. Slow your roll.
Let's win the first game first, okay? You gotta beat the Packers first.
But what he's saying is basically, wouldn't it be epic?
It would be awesome. It would be epic. It would be, what is the other cool word that they use in the UK?
Brilliant?
No. It would be crash, or what is it? I don't know.
It's definitely not that.
It's not crash, but it's something that crash, means bang, good. Boom. But I don't know what it is.
But it's a word we don't use.
Yes,
so we don't know it.
Exactly.
So it's not an active part of our vocabulary. Or and I'm looking even for an it. Inactive part. And
they say brilliant. That would be brilliant, but it's not brilliant. There's another word. Darn it, Richard, where are you
Fantastic,
when I need you?
Terrific. Did you see the email I sent to Richard?
Yes.
Did it make you laugh?
Yes, it did.
Okay, so I got to say this, because Richard will be embarrassed that he's getting mentioned, because he's always embarrassed when he gets mentioned. He's a good British man. And good British people don't like being shouted out in podcasts. Yes. Only the young ones.
That's right.
The ones that are, you know, further on with their careers are like, no, just ignore me. Yeah. I'm nothing. And so I sent an email unsolicited to Richard, our boss over there at Sky, and basically said, was noticing the Premier League schedule that there's no game schedule for another week. This weekend is dark in the Premier League.
Okay, let me read to you the actual email, because now you're just paraphrasing.
Well, of course I'm paraphrasing, because I'm not reading my email.
Notice there's not much Prem League action for a week. Wonder what y'all will fill the time with. I wonder. I don't
think
know.
A half-hour NFL special would be nice on Sky Sport News.
Half-hour NFL special.
Look, it's 22 minutes of TV,
yeah.
And that's 5 minutes a game.
That's perfect.
I think so.
With 2 minutes of me just saying some comedy stuff.
No, having Claire say nice things about us.
That
oh, you
too,
boys.
Claire, I know.
Oh, you boys.
Claire's awesome.
You do. Oh, you boys are so sweet. Oh, say more nice things, Claire.
All right.
We're putty
so
in your hands, girl.
Let's get to some NFL. Oh, no, wait. I promised DC Sports.
You said you'd come back dead.
Yeah, so he's basically saying, considering the coaching carousel, I hope you'll address the latest. My question comment is, it seems any team that is interested in going after Jim Harbaugh is dumping their current coach and getting in line, especially since it's being reported he's not considering Michigan, which is true. He's not going to Michigan. So,
which is his alma mater, is that
yes,
correct?
Yes, his alma mater. It's reported that he met with the 49ers today. That is true. He met for at least, that I know of, 4 hours.
With Jed.
With the 49ers.
And the new
today.
Announced general manager that we'll get to in the news.
Yes. And it would seem that Oakland is in line, as well as Denver and now Miami. And as we've said earlier on the show, Miami offered Gruden $7 million. Million. And Gruden said, no, thank you.
I like ESPN.
I'm
just
good.
Fine. They've and gotten
so
me this nice
Steve
RV,
Ross,
and I can interview people in
an
RV.
From wherever I want. Steve Ross jumps on a plane. He's headed west, and he's going to be interviewing.
Smart man. He's getting desperate, man.
Yes, and it is a desperate plea.
It is.
It is a desperate plea. But according to our...
How would you like to be Sperano?
I know, that's
just
not
seeing
good.
Somebody desperately floundering. Yeah. You know, we couldn't find anybody, so we're going
to
roll with you.
But buddy of the show, Jason LaConfora,
yep,
has said
I almost
that...
called Jace today.
You
should have. I had a question about something else.
He said... that the Niners are only, they're only in like the $5 million ballpark. That's $2 million a year to go to Miami. Miami's not a bad place to live.
Depends what kind of perks you got.
Yeah, that's true.
It gets very humid there.
Let's see. And I believe that they've yet to cut ties with its current coach. That's right. Tony Sperano is still there. He's like, I'm especially curious on your thoughts about how Miami is handling things this week.
Desperate?
They're saying, Tony! You're good. I'll be back. I'm going to the West Coast. I'm meeting.
There's
some
a guy I got to talk to about a thing.
Yeah. So that's how
that thing
happening.
Would be your job.
Also, if the Cowboys were waiting to see if Jeff Fisher became available before locking up Garrett, it seems Fisher will be off the market. Well, he's not off the market just yet.
It's not, and it's looking unlikely that he will be. I think that let me address the Dallas situation.
Yes.
I think that this thing leaked a little faster than Jerry Jones would have liked.
Yes.
And he was...
So now he's slow playing it.
Well, he because he had to.
I don't think he had to.
The league was going to come down hard. If he just handed it to Garrett without going through the real Rooney rule the way that it's intended, Well, he would have gotten in a boatload of trouble. Well, it would have cost him several million dollars.
He interviewed Bowles and he interviewed Ray Sherman. That's two. Most other teams only interview one minority candidate.
But because this leaked so quickly and so early, I mean, people were saying that it was going to be done Sunday, Monday at the latest, and he's like, that didn't give him a chance to do it.
But Sunday,
he couldn't.
Jerry was on Fox talking to Siragusa and squashing those rumors.
Why would he talk to Siragusa? See, this is how desperate Jerry is to not get in trouble.
They were at the game.
You could have talked to anybody else with Fox. He's the sideline reporter.
He's the sideline reporter who talks to owners and coaches and players as they're on the sideline.
Can't they get a hot girl?
They like Siragusa. And
he does bring somebody to the game.
He's starting to grow on me. I used to hate him.
He grows on lots of people because he's big, Steven.
It so helped, too, that when he shook my hand, he squeezed it a little hard.
Yeah.
And I still have an indent right there.
The guy's got a vice for a grip.
It's like, hey, what's
so
up?
Many players. Do you guys practice this?
So Goose,
thanks. Baseball players can clap really loudly, like deafeningly loudly. And football players kill you with their handshakes.
You didn't have to squeeze it that hard, buddy.
Ow!
It's good to see you, too. Ow.
Uncle.
But he's growing on me. But anyway, so that's what it was. And he, you know, and Goose said, you know, we heard a report that, you know, Jason Garrett's the guy. He had to kill that immediately.
And, yeah. Because the league would get on his butt. That is my personal take.
But how do you know the report was true? You're just going with the report and it's true. That's what you're telling me here.
We've seen all this season, throughout the entire season,
reports that come out that had no merit.
I'm trying to think who reported this originally. It was an NFL Network staffer.
Okay? I think it was Michael Lombardi.
It was Michael Lombardi.
Yes.
And when does Michael Lombardi ever go off half-cocked?
He's had very rarely. But this year, he's had two stories that have backfired on him.
Really?
Yes.
Okay, I don't remember that. So
earlier in the season.
Okay.
See,
I look at the source, Steven. You know, if it's Jay Glazer reporting it, I go, whatever.
Yeah.
Maybe, may not be, but you know what? You could also toss a coin.
Yeah.
But when it's somebody of the class of Michael Lombardi, when it's somebody like a John Clayton, then it's like, you know what? I shut up and I go, that's probably true.
Yeah.
That has an extremely high probability of being true. So much so that if it's true.
Because it's funny, because you actually called me Sunday morning to let me know that.
Yeah.
And literally like 10 minutes after I had that talk with you, I see Jerry Jones telling Siragusa that he is taking his time and he's still going through the process.
Because what if it were true?
Well, if it
then
were
he would
true,
get
then
in
he's
trouble.
Got to cover his tracks.
Right.
But, you know.
And since it is likely that we will have an announcement finally tomorrow that it is Jason Garrett.
No, they actually came out today and said it might not be till the end of the week.
Okay, take your time, but it's Garrett. I will lay more money than you could possibly afford, and I'll take half. Okay? So I'll lay $2,000 to get one.
Yeah, I can't do that.
With any listener who hears this.
Okay.
Because I like money. So let's I'll put 10 up. You give me 5. Notify me, Jeff at RARN.net. I want
10
that email.
To 1? How about 10 to 1?
Fine, 10 to 1. I'll put up 10 grand. I get 1 grand.
Whoo, now
but
I'm,
you got to pony
be...
up a grand when you're wrong.
Hey, I just got paid for fantasy football winnings. So.
And it went to property taxes, I think.
Why you got to hurt me like that, man?
Where's the pen that you stab in your chest? You got to bring that prop back. On that desk, you'll never find it.
Ow. All right. So there you go. That was Ed there talking about the coaching nonsense. Good stuff. Let's get to some NFL news. Real quickly. This has got to be real quick because we got to get the games. We got to get the games. 53 minutes in. Come on.
Got to go. This is why we need a syndicated radio program.
Got to go. Ryan's Revenge. Yeah, come on. Seriously, that's where they're going.
At least we're not talking about his wife's feet anymore.
Wife's feet?
Rex Ryan and the foot thing. We didn't go into that story because TMZ was reporting it.
Okay, what was that? He cut off her foot?
No, he likes them.
Seriously?
The New York Post was all over this.
What the heck are you going to TMZ for?
I'm not. It was coming to me because it's NFL news, unfortunately. And I'm like, get this crap out of here. Oh, Bender and I talked about it. You didn't listen to the whole show.
I did not.
There's the tell. We did not cover it with Bender. We said, this is something we will not talk about.
I see.
So he, seriously, Steve, was accused of a foot fetish with his wife. We're like, that's
it's
news?
His wife!
God!
I don't care what he does with his wife.
It's a skanky hoe. No, it's called his wife. And you know what? As Bender said, what two consensual people do that are married? It's nobody's business.
Nobody's business.
Nobody's business.
Oh, man.
So, anyways, that's...
We've already talked about...
That's what you're talking about, Rex. I interrupted you, though. What were you saying about Rex?
Nothing.
He fears nothing.
No, that he's gonna...
Did you see the presser of him?
He's gonna exact his revenge on Peyton Manning. Why does he have it out for Peyton Manning? What did Peyton Manning ever do to him?
It's personal.
Why? What did Manning do to him?
Because he knows that Peyton is the best.
Okay.
And... You can't be the best until you beat the best. It's not personal in the sense of I hate you.
No, I know, but in the sense of I respect you. You know what you're doing?
You're freaking out that kid quarterback. That guy must be really good because he's got coach freaked.
You're annoying Manning. I don't ever want to annoy Manning.
You can't annoy
Manning. Yeah, you can. To the point where, you know what? I'll show you. Freaking rolls up 400 yards and 4 touchdowns on your butt.
Mm-hmm.
And that's possible.
Nice.
And the fact is that the Indianapolis Colts defense has all of a sudden started to play some ball.
They are balling.
And they're holding running backs to nothing.
And it's not like the Jets have been running on everybody.
Exactly. So if they hold Ladainian Tomlinson and Sean Green to nothing,
they'll hold them to 70, 80 yards.
Force the Jets to throw the ball with Sanchez.
Bad things are going
to
happen. Bad things are going to happen.
Don't anger Manning. That's all I'm saying. I wouldn't want to anger him.
But I guarantee
if I ever got him on the phone, I would say, sir, just ask me the questions you want me to ask you. And I will do it, sir, please. Thank you.
But see, you fear him too.
And Rex doesn't fear him. And he'll be like, well, don't you have some questions of your own? No, sir, I don't want to anger you.
I do what I'm told.
That's right. When it comes to Manning, absolutely. As a matter of fact, I would go through the PR staff and I'm just tell me what to ask him. I don't want to ask him a question.
Do you guys have a favorite couple?
Kevin Acey. The beat reporter for the San Diego Chargers and the Union Trib down in San Diego. He's the one who told the story about how Payne got mad at him because he told him about...
Wow, you remember that from the preseason?
No, this was when the Colts played the Chargers earlier in San Diego.
Oh, so this is something you came across on a wire service or something.
I thought we met him down there. Yeah, we did. No, I thought we met him down there. But he was interviewing via phone Manning prior to the Chargers Colts game.
Hacked him off.
he's like, I don't know why he was so upset. My facts were correct, but I guess he just didn't like the fact that the facts showed that San Diego pretty much owned him.
Oh, that's absolutely true.
And
it's weird. We can't explain it, but it's true.
Yeah.
I don't think they're better. But they certainly got their number.
Yeah.
Now, I got a question. Does that Bay Area TV reporter get his job back now that Singletary's gone? Speaking of reporters being upsetting people, I hope so, because that was certainly not intended in any way that it got distorted.
I know. It was like,
poor guy.
From now on, we'll be sending a hot female reporter to San Francisco to
interview. Down to Santa Clara. Thank you.
Yeah, but the guy said nothing wrong. I don't care. I don't want him to interview me. All right, we've talked about basically the Titans. They're getting set to release Vince Young.
Notified his agent that they were no longer needing his services.
And Vince Young has been tweeting, you know.
I didn't know that.
I'm very thankful to Bud.
Oh, so his PR people actually have his Twitter account.
Apparently, because he's been saying some really nice things.
His agent got his Twitter
Fisher
account
and
took
Bud
his BlackBerry.
And the organization and tweeted some good things. So good for him.
I
want to
know what he's really saying.
Those mofos are crazy. Do you know who I am?
I'm Vince freaking Young. Did you see me own Matt Leinart? Okay, bad example. Matt Leinart sucks. But
speaking of which, so I think it was Rich Eisen who tweeted, so with VY getting fired and Matt Leinart on the bench somewhere in Houston, wow, Jay Cutler has a bye in the playoffs. I mean, they all came out at the same time. So there you go.
Golly majolly.
All right. We already talked about Pierre Thomas also getting added IR. Vic Reddy says he's ready to go. I'm like, yo, Mike, I don't care what you say. Just let the team doctors tell me that you're ready to go, okay? Don't tell me you're 100%. Are you? Here, let me hit you in your knee. Boom. Let's see how.
It's a thigh bruise.
Oh, let me hit you in your thigh. Boom. Let's see how 100%
you are. We're going to have a dead leg contest right now. You want to play? You want to play? I'm thinking not.
But there you go. The other thing, though, is that Bradley, the linebacker, is a question mark. Bing.
You haven't question marked in a long time.
Yeah.
Is that Stuart Bradley?
That is correct. He's the linebacker. He still hasn't practiced. And that's gonna hurt.
It's gonna hurt. There's a few question marks here with the Philadelphia Eagles. I don't know that this game's gonna go as a lot of people expect it to go. That's as far as I'm willing to go with this.
Well, it's official. The Denver Broncos have turned to John Elway to give them one more comeback.
I think I ranted about that recently.
You just did. And they made it official.
Well, and John went so far as to say he actually approached Harbaugh after the game.
Did you hear what he said?
No. Yeah. Basically, leave me alone and let me enjoy the moment.
No. He said, look, I know you've got a big game coming out. I don't want to get into it. But if you do decide to, you know,
come to the NFL,
come talk to us. We'd be interested in talking to you. That's it.
Yeah.
Now go win this one for the Gipper.
And John had a big old, whatever the grin is that defecating even
grin
on his face the whole time.
Yes, and I do also believe that he handed him an envelope. Much like a
big, thick envelope.
Yeah, big, thick envelope. We don't know what was inside.
No, you know what it probably was newspaper clippings of John's Stanford days.
Or something
like
that.
He was just reliving his Stanford glory days.
But the thing was, big.
And it had an attorney with it handcuffed to him. But I'm sure that meant nothing.
Of course, you mentioned how the Seattle Seahawks and Pete Carroll just don't tell us who's going to be the starting quarterback.
They're trying to be the Bill Belichick West. I keep secrets.
Why are we not up in Seattle? I'm just kind of asking you right now.
Because we're here.
Thank you.
Because my mom's in the hospital and because life's out of control. What are we going to do?
Did you know that the Jets are appealing the $100,000 fine they got for that little sideline fiasco? They're appealing it. Hey, Jets, you got a little something more important to be
figuring
out right now.
Maybe they got a cash flow problem right
now.
They need their playoff check.
$100,000?
Cash flow.
Johnson, you think that?
Woody.
You think that that's what he's got?
The Jet needs fueling. Okay.
It costs $100,000 to
fuel a Jet. Do you know what petroleum price is closed at today? $91 a barrel. Okay.
And how is it that I got to pay $5 a gallon for gas?
52 freaking bucks to fill up the tank the other day, and it wasn't empty. $52.
Yeah.
I'm looking at Jordan.
Try
just going,
64.
I said I wasn't empty. So I looked to Jordan and I said, son, you better really like this girl. Because if you're driving, it's going to cost you a fortune.
Gas.
You drive
baby.
To La Canada, man? That's $5. Just La to drive Canada. Up. La Canada. Okay. He's got a girl up in La Canada.
Oh, really?
No, it's, you know. And then he's got a girl over in Monrovia. I'm like, $5.
Oh, he's got girls now.
He's had his posse of women.
Yes.
And none of them live close by. That's the thing. Yeah. Every time you decide you want to go see, she's in San Marino. $5. Just let you know, boy. You could have lunch or you could go see one of the girls. And you are male. So what are you choosing?
Lunch. Seeing one of the girls.
Lunch. No, he's male.
Seeing one of the girls.
No way. He will never starve himself.
All right. Finally, person that everybody's talking about.
Dun, 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 dun.
Stanford head coach Jim Harbaugh.
And John Harbaugh look-alike.
Yes. Looks exactly
Trisha
like him.
Trisha asked if they're twins. I'm like, no, they're just really, really close in age.
Are you sure they're not twins?
I'm fairly certain that they're not.
Jim and John.
I know that. Look, dude, family growing up, Jim, John, Joe, Jill, Jimmy, Sue.
Actually, the Harbaughs have a brother named Jesus.
That starts with the J, Steven.
It does. So does Jim and John.
Oh, wait, I didn't know Jim and John did. But that Jesus thing really threw me for a loop, being white.
Oh, that starts with a J, Steve.
I was making the joke for.
Okay.
See, I was playing the dumb white guy and saying, hey, by the way, I do know enough Spanish that starts with a J.
the guy who speaks Spanish. Steve was irony. Ironic comedy is frequently lost on Steven because he's a little bit of a literalist.
Yeah.
And ironic comedy, you got to put your brain on backwards and then sit on it. Speaking of sit on it, let's get
brains. So what do we do with Harbaugh? I mean, seriously, everybody wants him.
Everybody wants you. Jimmy Squirrel.
Billy Squire.
Jimmy Squirrel, Billy Squire. What's the difference?
Jimmy Squirrel. Okay.
We called him Billy Squirrel.
I've never heard him call that, but
Billy Squirrel.
Yeah, he was what was the other big Billy Squire song?
Everybody wants you. Stroke me.
So
Ed, how am I doing, Ed? How am I doing, Ed? Huh? Are you embarrassed to know me, Ed? Just wondering.
Well, apparently you were in the country when Billy Squire was hot.
And when this song came out.
Okay. At the Copacabana, the hottest spot north of Havana. Here at the Copacabana.
Bring it home.
Music and passion were always the fashion at the Copa.
They fell in love.
All right, so the first game. Are we ready for
games?
Why
does Drew Brees look all pouty?
I don't know. He's a little upset.
He looks pouty. He's going to hurt somebody.
Is there any other NFL news that you want to discuss?
No, there's nothing of note. I guarantee.
Tom Cable.
Oh, the Cable guy.
Yeah.
What the? I got it. I'm sorry. I am on my soapbox for Raider Nation here.
Uh-oh.
I don't get on my soapbox for Raider Nation too often, but I heard it so much today. There's Patty Kerwin, Sirius XM, Satellite Radio, taking calls from Raider Nation today. The overwhelming majority of Raider fans going, what on earth is Al Davis doing? One of them went so far that they actually got cut off on the show
to say,
I cannot wait till this guy dies.
Money.
And they literally pulled him off the air and said, okay, well, that was Todd's opinion. Next up, we've got Phil in Toledo.
Money, Phil.
This guy seriously was wishing Al Davis dead.
Yeah.
It's like, whoa, okay, that's a little strong there.
But they think they're in
the Harbaugh race in the 5, 6, 7 million range.
Money.
But they're not willing to pay Cable $1.85.
No, it's not going
to
be horrible. They've pretty much already decided on Hugh Jackson.
Hugh Jackman? He's never played football.
Not Hugh Jackman.
I mean, no,
the
he's
Wolverine.
Cool. I mean, with the things that come out.
Not Wolverine. No, not that guy. Not the actor.
Because he's a heck of an actor, but I don't know if he could act well enough to be a coach.
Okay. I don't know why they got rid of Cable, really. It had to be money.
And the fans are livid for good reason. He finally brings them back to 8-8, respectability, where they're actually a team that people, they don't fear, but they're not a laughingstock anymore.
You know what? They're a missed Sebastian Janikowski field goal kick from being 9-7.
Seriously.
They beat Arizona. That was a win for them.
I am stunned and frustrated on behalf of Raider Nation, and I never thought I'd want to come to their defense and give them all a hug, but I do.
And they almost beat Jacksonville. They lost to Jacksonville
And here's the irony, Steven. I apparently have been tracking closely with Raider Nation unintentionally.
Okay.
All of the listeners that I heard call in, I didn't like the decision to hire him in the first place. I never really got to like him, but look at the results.
It's not about the results. The results for Al Davis is this.
Oh.
Are we in the playoffs? Are we going to the Super Bowl?
Yeah, exactly.
No. Yeah. Answer my question.
No, sir, Mr. Davis.
Get out of my office. You're fired.
Your jumpsuit is bleeding doo-doo because your Depends have leaked.
Ouch. That's not nice.
That's a low blow.
But seriously.
If you're going to treat your fans with that kind of contempt.
What fans?
Exactly. This is my team. It's actually not your team.
It's
you are a partial owner.
It's his team.
You are the talking head of a group.
Of a group of a couple people that basically say, well, do what I say.
Exactly. And what you say is nonsense, coach.
I'm not the coach. I'm the owner. That's why you're fired. Get out of here.
Okay, coach.
You know what? When you get $8 billion under you and you own a football team, you can do whatever you want with them. That's what I tell fans.
He founded Look, the AFL would not have existed without Al Davis.
Do you know what I did for this league?
Yeah.
This league wouldn't be here if it wasn't for me.
Do you know what you're doing to this team and to this community?
It's my team. Leave me alone.
This is a team.
You want to give me $1.4 billion for it?
You can't have it.
Give me $1.4 billion.
He wouldn't give it to anybody.
$1.4 billion, and I'm out.
You'd give him $1 trillion, and he would just tell you to go get bent.
Well, and that's because he has FU money.
Exactly.
And that's what you do when you have FU money.
You do that to everybody else, and that's just lame. Yes. Lame. Okay, here's the lineup of games we got coming up this weekend.
Come on,
Steven
let's
gets
do
ready
it.
To hit
we
bangers.
Gotta go. Hit
we got Saturday noon, not noon, 1:30 Pacific time. It's 1:30 Pacific
Eastern.
Time. 1:30 Pacific time. The
Eastern.
Only time zone. When did the Pacific time zone become
Pacific
chump change to you?
When the majority of my clients are on the East Coast.
And do I care about your clients? You know where the majority of my clients are? In Southern California.
Southern California. Okay. Yes, but your clients don't pay my bill. My clients pay my bill.
And my clients pay my bills.
So there you go. So I'll just say East Coast.
Why don't we go where we live? Which has been Rants and Raves universe. Our little fun here, Steven, is that it's all about Pasadena and Altadena. And that's Rants and Raves universe. And if you want to play with us, then you got
to
adapt. You got
to
know if you're in the
time.
UK, you're +8. If you're in the East Coast, you're +3.
Uh-huh.
You got to know if you're in Hawaii, you're -2. It's like whatever.
Isn't it -4?
I don't know, and I don't care because I don't live there.
Well, if you're good, you got to at least.
If
help
you
want to
play in
people.
My neighborhood, you know where you live. You know where I live. Do the math,
Mr. Robinson's neighbor. Wouldn't you like to be my neighbor? I'm just helping out my friends in the East Coast. Is that all right?
Wow, I thought I was at my house for just the last half hour.
Why?
You talk about Mr. Robinson next door, but it's Mr. Johnson. But
it's
I
Mr. Johnson.
I know, but I'm like,
I said,
well,
you
I
like
seriously,
to be my neighbor.
And then I start thinking about your neighbors, and I'm like. Your neighbors, you're at my, oh my gosh, we're at your house.
Yes.
I have so been enjoying the last half hour that I thought I was at my house.
See, there you go.
Back in beautiful.
So what are we doing this weekend for Saturday? Saturday I'm free.
Steven, I
want to watch whenever I want.
First of all, I need a huge TV and a comfy chair.
Okay. You've kind of like rearranged it. I wasn't, the whole feng shui in your house wasn't, it wasn't feng shuiing with me.
Steven,
it's
all the furniture is placeholders. It's not out of wax. It's out of whack.
That's what I said.
Okay, just to be clear.
It's out of whack. And
We're moving furniture in the living room.
You know what? That was the whole thing for New Year's Eve.
The furniture was the whole thing.
Was
wrong?
Yeah, it was all, I mean, people were sitting, I mean, it was all like, oh.
Cockeyed.
It was just whack.
Maybe, but we're in the middle of redecorating the living room so that our whole family can actually sit in a chair
so what
at the same time
for Saturday when we're going to watch two football games back to back.
Tell you what, you go down to Patty's Friday after we do TV. Bring up one of her recliners. She wants one of them out of her house. She does.
She already gave me one.
But have you taken ownership of it?
No, because my wife isn't quite sure she wants to.
She doesn't know what to do with it, does she?
Have it, right.
So take it, bring it to my house, and then we'll sit there. We got the green recliner that we're going to get rid of, and then we got my mom's recliner that will eventually come to your house.
Yes.
And then we can sit in comfort and watch football and have people bring us stuff.
I don't want to drive all the way down to Orange County Friday, man. Rush hour traffic.
You're already in Century City. I tried to say it with a straight face.
I couldn't. As a matter of fact, see, after we do our studio thing, I got to go back to the office.
I know you go back
you
to the office.
You could go down to...
I didn't want you to play you that card. Right. I was just there yesterday. See, I was just
but
there
your
yesterday.
Mom was so appreciative.
She was so appreciative. She says, you haven't been here since Christmas. I swear to God, that's what she said. Thank you so much. 5 days of the last 2.5 weeks I have spent in a hospital. Thank you, Steven, for your support. She puts the lotion in the...
You put the lotion on the skin or else it gets the hose again. Okay. We love you, Patty. Get well soon. My gosh. Oh, gosh.
She's
okay.
Worried because she's... Okay, so I got to give people an update because they are worried. Yeah. So just here's the 20-second update. My mom, she had a procedure, and then she got an infection, and so now they're waiting for that to heal. It's taken a lot longer than they thought. Multiple bacteria is involved. They've got the best people on it. She's getting excellent care. She's sick and tired of being in the hospital because she gets like two roommates a day, and they're all weird and old. And so now she's finally going, she's stable enough that she can go to a convalescent facility for a couple weeks where she's on like liquid food until this thing can finally heal, and then she can come home. That's the report. She's doing well. She's in great spirits, but she is really looking. She's going to have her own room. She's going to be in a single, so okay, she's not going to.
Just being in a hospital for more than a day would drive me crazy.
2 days in a hospital is all right. That's it.
Yeah.
Beyond that is just ludicrous, and you just want to. You just
so that's it. Why I feel sorry for her, I think, the most, is she just has to spend all that time in there. Okay, let's get to it. First off, we've got to Saturday at 1:30 p.m. Pacific time.
Yeah, that's what I'm talking about.
The New Orleans Saints traveling to the Pacific Northwest
for the indignity of facing the 7-9 Seattle Seahawks. I'm going to call them the Sea Sloths.
And by the way, if you are in the Pacific Northwest today, if you're listening to the show, with today being
if
Friday.
You're listening to the show today, it is today.
Today, right. Today, Friday.
But if you're listening to the show today,
after Friday,
Thursday, then it's today.
Yes.
Thursday.
Right. Yes, today, Thursday. You should be listening to it right now.
But if you're listening to the
but
show today, Friday.
But if you are in
Friday,
the Pacific Northwest, you should follow Ellen DeGeneres on Twitter because she's giving away something to someone in the Pacific Northwest.
Why?
She like puts like a clue out. And you go and you follow the clues, and then
where did we have our listener party?
And then she gives you $20,000.
$20,000 is worth following somebody on
yeah.
Twitter.
Yeah,
I'll follow.
Well, Jim Irsay just gave away a Prius, and in the glove compartment was $5,000.
Where the battery's supposed to go?
Bum. What he has given so much money away
who is
ever
this?
Since Irsay, the GM
owner
of
the
GM of the GM, I believe. Of the
GM
Colts.
Of GM?
GM of the Colts.
Could you imagine if you're the general manager of General Motors?
Yeah.
Of General Motors.
Hi, I'm the GM of GM, and I'm Jim.
Jim, the GM of Jim. Come on in, Jim.
No, Jim Irsay.
Okay.
Yeah, GM of the Indianapolis Colts.
The team.
And so basically, ever since I've been following him, he just gives stuff away. He gave tickets away, and then he's like, that's not enough. I need 6 mascots. Who wants to be a mascot this weekend at the game?
I don't.
You got to be really loud.
And dress up like a horse.
No, you don't have to dress up like anything. You just have to go around the stadium just cheering, getting pumping people up. That's what he wants.
Pimp somebody.
Pumping people up.
All right.
Yes, is what he wants.
I'm not even touching that one. I'm not even looking at you. I'm not even making eye contact
there
with
you
this
go.
One. So the Saturday games will be on NBC here in the United States of America.
Yes.
On the UK, they
Are
will
there
all be
United
on Sky.
United States of somewhere else?
United States of Santo Domingo.
No, that doesn't work.
Why not? Look, they're not all hits. Okay, that's just... And Steven says, are any of them? See, I read your mind.
I didn't say anything.
I didn't say it.
But, you know.
Okay, New Orleans Saints take their 11-5 record in there. They are 6-2 on the road. The Seahawks 5-3 at home. And Drew Brees and company come in minus a few pieces. This is not the Super Bowl team that we all knew and loved last year and rooted for and wore cool t-shirts for. This isn't. This is a lesser version of the New Orleans Saints from last year. And the Seattle Seahawks, they won't declare a quarterback because they're looking for any strategic edge they can possibly manufacture. And I'm going to give you up to the second wager lines on this
Let
game.
Let me give you the losses for the Seahawks. Just can I?
You can in a moment. I'm going to give the wager line first, and you will explain why.
The wager line is 9.5 points.
At this moment, it is 10.5.
Dang.
You
better lock it in now.
Lock it in. That's the Hilton, Caesars, and the Orleans. Why they include the Orleans is beyond me. The Mirage is down to 10.
Here are the losses, the 9 losses for the Seattle Seahawks, okay?
9 losses for the Seattle Seahawks.
31-14 at Denver.
31-14.
20-3 at St. Louis.
Not a good team.
33-3 at Oakland.
A 500 team.
41-7 at home against the Giants.
A good team.
34-19 in New Orleans against the Saints.
A very good team.
Another loss at home, 42-24 against the Chiefs.
That is very telling because the Chiefs are, aside from the Seahawks, are the worst team in the playoffs.
Yeah.
And look, they got destroyed by them.
40-21 beat down.
Oh, by the way, that was at home with the 12th.
Yeah,
man.
That's what
they
I'm
got
saying.
Beat
at
down.
Home. Yeah. And then a beat down on the road in San Francisco, 40-21.
Not very good team.
They got beat at home against Atlanta, 34-18. That's 16 points, the closest that they've
18.
Been in their losses.
In the Atlanta, it was 18.
16. 34-18.
Right.
It was a 16-point loss.
Oh, I'm sorry. I thought you meant the final score.
Yeah,
no.
34-18, it was a 16-point score. They lost at Tampa Bay, 38-15.
Nothing to be ashamed of losing to the Bucs.
Those are their 19 losses, the closest.
19 losses.
I mean, their 9 losses, the closest by 16 points.
Was at home against the Falcons.
Yes.
In week 15.
Yes.
Yeah, this is not going to go well. This is not going to go well.
I will give you, as a matter of fact, going off of that, I'll give you four. I'll give you 2 touchdowns. I'll
take 14.
I'll take the Saints and 4, and I'll give you 14.
You know,
points.
Steven, I was thinking, what would my real wager line for this? In other words, one of the things directions I thought about going with this was to actually pick scores,
yeah,
final scores for these games. I thought that might be interesting, but I didn't. I didn't. I ran out of time. But
38-13.
I'm going to give the Seahawks 20 points. I am. Against the Saints, I'm going to give them.
They could only score 16 at home against the Rams. And I guarantee you the Saints defense is a lot better than the Rams.
The Rams defense is not bad. Their pass rush is not bad.
Yeah, but the Saints defense is better than the Rams. And all they could muster against the Rams was 16 points at home.
But you can run against the Saints. And Seattle doesn't have a running attack. Yeah, they don't have a passing attack. They don't attack.
13. I'm saying 13. I'm being generous.
Yeah.
I got the Saints.
They're going to get some points on
defense.
I got
the Saints. And before we start making picks, I need to remind you, young man, the challenge score game is 9-7.
I'm down 2. I know. I know.
I don't know if you've like clicked on the challenge game, but I've been updating.
I haven't.
You should click on the challenge link. For everybody else, go out to www.nflrnr.com.
Now.
Click on the challenge link, and you can see from week 1 all the way to week 17 who we picked, who won, who lost every week, except for the 1 week where Jeff didn't make a pick.
Which I could have picked up a game,
you
probably.
Could have picked a game. It could be 9-8 right now.
That'd be nice, but I don't live in the past, Steven.
Don't live in the past.
I
it's
don't.
9-7, and all I'm saying is there's 4 weeks to go, Jeffrey.
And I'm going to bank up a game, and I'm not making up a game here. Trust me that.
You're not.
We're gonna agree on the Saints. Absolutely. It's by how much is what we're gonna disagree on. Do we want to make that the challenge game?
No.
That would be fascinating because
no.
That would truly be an expertise prowess kind of move.
Not happening.
So you don't believe in your expertise?
No,
or your
you
prowess.
Just can't change the parameters of the challenge game, and once the playoffs come, willy nilly.
Yeah.
You're being all willy nilly.
Yeah.
And I don't like to be willy-nilly in the middle of a season.
I heard a Willie Nelson song once, and that was okay, so willy-nilly must be okay, too. Therefore,
but not Millie Vanilli.
No, Millie Vanilli. Well, that's not Millie Vanilli. Millie Vanilli.
On the rain that was slowly falling down.
Blame it on the rain that didn't fall.
Blame it on the stars, actually.
That didn't
shine at night.
Blame
whatever
it on,
you do.
Because whatever you do,
don't put the blame on you.
Blame it on the rain that didn't fall down.
You do not know the words at all.
I've never heard that song in my life.
Millie Vanilli? The lip syncers? They got all
I know the lip syncers. I was going to make a joke about that, but you sang the song, so I had to play along.
Okay, but you were lip syncing the song wrong. That's what you were doing.
That's exactly what I meant to do. If I had thought of that in advance, that would have been funny.
Yeah, it would have been.
But it wasn't, and so it wasn't.
Oh, gosh.
Love you.
Whoo, man. I'm calling it 38-13, Saints.
I think Breeze finally gets his 40. He gets his 40.
I'm going to use this Universal Studios photo claim ticket to keep our score.
Apparently
on.
Didn't claim your photo.
Trisha did. Trisha took the girls today.
I saw a lot of pictures from today. Thanks for taking my daughter and my money to Universal Studios. I'm thanking your family.
Okay, thank the family.
I did.
They had fun without us.
I know.
We were freaking working.
Tara had never been.
She'd never been to Universal Studios?
I let my daughter go for the first time without me.
She took her picture like 800 times with Curious George.
My daughter is so cool. And with Dora.
What is her obsession with Curious George?
He's a cute monkey. What child doesn't like a cute monkey? I like my daughter's age, that she's 13 and unashamedly female. She is where your daughter would not get near Dora. Let her picture be taken accidentally.
She is done with
Dora.
She's
too cool.
She is.
My daughter's like, Dora, that's hilarious. I want my picture taken with Dora. That's funny.
Yeah.
Because she's old enough that she's now okay with her grown upness.
No, Elena's like this.
No. See, that proves that's a tiny bit of insecurity left there from childhood. That's for little kids. That's for little kids. And Kara's like, yeah, that's why it's funny.
The funny thing about Elena is that Emma's now into Blue's Clues right now.
Sure.
So Emma's all like blues, like, and Elena's kind of like looking at it like she's not interested, but she is a little
bit. She's kind of watching. Dang,
I love kids. Man, my kids are awesome. Yeah.
Jordan does that so well.
He actually saying things. He's like Kenny.
Another word.
Okay, but Blue is like Kenny. He's actually saying stuff.
Speak when you're told to speak, and not before.
Let's get back to business or I'll drop the seahorses on you.
38-13. Who are you taking?
I'm taking the Saints 20-40.
40-20.
Yep.
So maybe I should go ahead and be willy-nilly because you're wrong on that one.
Bye, George.
Okay.
All right. Next game, the Saturday night game, Saturday night special, 5 o'clock out here on the West Coast where the New York Jets go to the Indianapolis Colts. Ooh,
okay, that's Saturday night.
Saturday night special, baby. And it gets an extra smack. It's a good one.
Dinner at your house.
Okay.
You're making dinner.
Okay.
What are you making?
I'm not making anything. But dinner at my house, yeah.
Okay.
I'm not making anything.
So then you gotta come for the early game at my house and watch it here.
Unless we divide the day up.
Yes.
If your TV was a little bit bigger and there was no children ever.
I can't guarantee the children.
See, but your girls are really cute.
Yeah.
And they like me. Yeah. And I like them.
And what's wrong with that?
Well, therefore, we liken on each other, and that takes away from the game.
Well, yeah, but we could pause the game or something.
The game. We're pausing a playoff game. I don't think so. What did you do? Did you hurt yourself? Yeah. Stop it. Paper cut?
Yeah.
You're not even holding the paper. How'd you do that?
The side of the paper.
Oh, God, that's worse.
Wood cut.
A table cut. Yeah. Ow.
Ouch. Anyways, I'm kind of curious to see who you like in this game. I think this game might be the game we differ on. This might be the challenge game.
I have to pick against you in a game here. And so,
and I'm thinking this is going to be the one.
No, I will go ahead and take the Eagles.
We're not talking about that game.
I'm just thinking ahead. We have to differ on a game over the next
few. I don't have to differ on anything.
No,
I'm in the
lead. I do.
I'm in the lead.
So it will be kind of exciting to roll with Vic and the Eagles. So I think I'm going to do that. So this game, I'm going to play smart. That's the only one that's really up in the air.
This is the hardest one for me.
The hardest one for me is Packers Eagles.
No, I think I'm pretty zoned in on that one.
Yeah, and I think the Packers will probably roll the Eagles, unfortunately. But they're still inexperienced enough that I'm not certain about the outcome.
Let's get the Jets Colts.
So Jets Colts, we're talking about it right now, and look. The Sanchez, I'm not buying. This is not a very good offense.
Nope.
They're less than not a very good offense. I would put them on par. They're a step above the Seattle Seahawks, okay? Yes, they have a better quarterback. Yes, they have a better wide receiving core. Yes, they have better running backs. But how many points do they actually score? Not very many, okay? Yeah. That's where I say just look at the numbers and look at the math, and then come talk to the hand later. Because honestly, they don't score points.
Let's just go back
they're
to week 13.
Scoringly challenged.
Okay, let's go back.
Is that the week they scored 38 or something? They had a good week.
No, week 13 they got rolled by the Patriots 45-3 on Monday Night Football. All right, and that's when things turned for this team. Then they lose the following week.
Yeah, that was
10-6 to Miami.
I was sure they're going to go kick the crap out of Miami because they got humiliated by the Patriots.
What?
Exactly. Have you lost that sound?
No.
All right.
I'm just introducing my own.
It's not as good.
I know it isn't, but you know, we're saving Emma. It's getting unleashed soon.
Oh, please.
Then they somehow went into Pittsburgh and got a win over the Steelers.
Mm-hmm. That was a weird one.
22-17.
That was a really weird one because we all had that game as like a 7-10 kind of final.
Lost to Chicago 38-34.
Bears are a good team.
They are. But they gave up 38 points is what I'm trying to illustrate here. And then the last game of the season when they didn't really play anybody, and Buffalo did, it was 38-7. So that's what I'm showing out of all those games is it took a whole bunch of second stringers against the Bills to score 38 points.
Yeah, that just kind of makes you go, hmm. Yeah, the starting cast is less than impressive. In fact, it makes me wonder if we will not. How desperate is Rex Ryan to win this game? Because if he is, I bet you anything, we don't see as much of Mark Sanchez as we think we are. We're going to see a lot more of Brad Smith. We're going to see a lot more Brad Smith, and we may even see some Mark Brunell. We may even see some Mark Brunell.
Really?
And I think they limit Sanchez's time on the field. I really, want to win, Brunell looked competent.
He did.
Sanchez looks young and inexperienced.
He's a wild old veteran.
Wily old veteran. Crafty. Now tell me, Steven, tell me why the Jets win this game. Come on. This is not comedy.
I'm sorry.
It
wasn't a comedy moment? Okay.
No, I meant it seriously.
Ask me the question.
So tell me why the New York Jets win this football game.
I plead the fifth because I cannot answer that question with them winning the game.
Come on. You've got to be able to build a case.
Okay.
We're supposed to be professional pundits.
Okay.
Which means that we can build a case for the Carolina Panthers knocking off the New England Patriots in the snow. We could build that case theoretically. Because we could say, you know, Smith is going to have a huge day receiving. He plays great in cold weather, yada, yada. We could just try and convince the jury.
The Jets get after Peyton Manning.
There you go.
They knock him around a little bit.
He's going to throw a couple picks.
Maybe one or two.
I think he's probably going to throw two.
And they run the ball effectively and keep Peyton Manning off the field. So when he is on the field, is limited enough where he forces something, gets into some mistakes, and the Jets can pull out of it.
He gets irritable, Peyton, where he's spending so much time on the sidelines that he gets a little irritable and he forces things.
Yep. That's the way the Jets can beat him.
Okay. I don't think that's going to happen, but I think you did a good job.
Thank you.
You did a really good job of saying something that you didn't want to do.
I couldn't have fun. I was scolded, so I did my homework and gave you the information you wanted. Sorry.
Actually thought and used your brain. I want to still play.
I got the Colts. I got, as a matter of fact, you know what? I'm going to say here, I'm looking. I need to look at one more little piece of
analysis. And I will give you the official line while you do your official analysis there. 2.5 points across the board is what the Colts are favored by. Now that, my friends, is Trisha's special upset special.
Yes, it is.
If you go and roll with
the Colts, and I'm rolling with
the Colts.
Them. Yes.
I just want to make sure I got it right.
Trisha upset special.
2.5 points.
Take it. Take it now.
Take the dang points.
As a matter of fact,
parlay that.
What the hell? I mean, what the heck?
I mean, golly.
Golly geez. What happened? Anyway,
did you just break your suicide pen?
Yeah, I did.
Broke your suicide pen.
Parlay the Colts and the Saints on Saturday, and you'll win some money.
And then roll that money into Sunday. Assuming you win. Put down the pen before you end up with ink all over you. It's just a fair warning.
27-17 Colts.
27-17 Colts. I see the Jets managing 10 points in a frustrating evening of football. And Indianapolis, I see struggling again, and I see 17-10. Wow. In a very strange game, and the over-under on this is 44.5. So I would encourage the under, I said, I've got to close my eyes again to see it. 10-17. 17-10.
No, but what is the over-under?
44.5. What do you have it at?
Before you said the over-under, I had the 27-17.
Which is
right
what?
At 44.
44. So you take the under.
I don't know.
I have a point.
I have a freaking point. I don't know, man.
And the open, it hasn't moved. The open was three, was minus three.
Yeah.
It was the Colts by a touch or by a field goal, and now it's less than a field goal. My goodness. Yeah. Those are some wacky lines.
All right. That Saturday takes us over to Sunday. Sunday. And the first game on Sunday, Jeffrey,
with miles and miles of gnarly whoop-de-doos,
takes us to Kansas City, where the Kansas City Chiefs host the Baltimore Ravens.
And here we have the Kansas City...
10 a.m. Pacific time.
Exactly. On... I believe that one's on Fox.
CBS Sports. AFC, CBS.
Okay. So, again, the line on this is the Kansas City Chiefs plus three. Chiefs are three-point dogs
at home. Ooh, you got to fear the home dog, dude.
You got to fear the home dog, but you know what? The home dog has...
Dog's got fleas.
Well, he's got fleas.
No, he's got... You need to take him to the vet.
He doesn't have fleas.
And you need to put him down.
Oh, I thought that was the shotgun.
No,
sorry.
You need to put him down. He's got fleas and you need to put him down.
Yep.
Because the fleas have taken over his body.
Don't put the dog down for fleas.
You can't get the fleas out. There are too many of them.
You don't put a dog down
for
fleas.
He's been overrun with fleas.
Look, you don't put a dog down for fleas.
Really?
You would, but...
I mean, if he had, like, a lot of them and they just won't go away?
No.
Seriously?
That wouldn't be very nice. That really wouldn't be very nice.
That's why I don't know dogs anymore.
Yeah.
You defleece him?
All righty. Must be getting late or something. I don't know. I've lost...
That's not what you call it?
I need a little something. I need a little...
You know, you make me feel so good inside.
There. That's better.
All right.
I got a little Michael in me.
Where did you come from, baby? And where do you want to take me there right away? Won't you, baby? Tenderoni, got to be.
Cantaloni.
Cantaloni?
Cantaloni.
All right. I can't. I'm trying. Yeah, I'm going to put you where you put me.
Please.
Please make a case for how the Kansas City Chiefs win this game.
Okay, I've been making the case for the Kansas City Chiefs winning this game all season long, if I'm not mistaken. It is called speed. Speed kills.
Speed
Kansas City
man.
Is full of speed. And what you're going to see in this particular football game, Mr. Man, is you're going to see the combination of speed rushing on the inside and great wide receiving talent on the outside. And you're going to see Dwayne Bowe doing what he does best, which is lighten up the universe. And it is going to be a spectacular thing to behold for Kansas City fans. They are at home where they are darn near impossible to beat this time of year. And look, Bo is back and playing really good. And I think that he's going to get the job done. And then you got the dash and clash inside. And you've got a good head coach in Todd Haley, who, although he doesn't have a lot of personal playoff experience, he has got playoff experience as an assistant. And I think that's going to carry him really well.
Did you see the game last week? I believe that game was in Kansas City.
That was horrible.
And they got smacked around pretty bad. Oh, and by the way, the Baltimore Ravens, they only give up about 15.9 points per game. You're not getting it done.
No, I don't see it.
I'm going to take the Ravens. And I think the Ravens are it's not going to be a blowout. This will probably be one of the closer games.
Well, they're over under 41.5, just so you know.
Wow, really?
I'm surprised it's that high, frankly.
I have it at 24-13.
Okay. But the fact of the matter is the Ravens, their defense, they are fantastic. And they lead you're freaking kidding me.
What?
Just, you know, pop-ups
that
do things.
Doing it.
I know. So, anyways, I don't even know what I was going to say. But the Ravens are
24-13.
Looking fantastic.
Baltimore over Kansas City.
Ray Lewis, like Ray Lewis. I don't trust Joe Flacco completely yet.
I know.
He's the intangible.
But you know what, Jeffrey? If you compare these two offenses, the Baltimore Ravens actually have a better pass yards per game than the Kansas City Chiefs.
But
did you know that?
What I would ask is the last four games. And typically when people are game planning, they don't look at the entire
season. Weren't you the one that said, look at the whole game season? Because that's a better...
No, that wasn't me.
That's a better analysis. You
as
know,
far
instead
as statistics, are we talking
games.
Statistical analysis this or game planning?
This is statistical analysis.
Okay, that's not game planning.
Okay.
One of them is talking about a season. One of them is talking about what's most likely to happen right now. What's most likely to happen right now is what's happened most recently.
Okay.
And so how have these teams played recently? And that's what I'm asking.
Well, now you're asking me to go and evaluate the last four games for each team.
No, but I can tell you about the last four games for the Chiefs for starters, okay? I don't know what to do with the Oakland game, frankly. Before that, they beat Tennessee 34-14. So they were scoring. They tend to score many more points than most people give them credit for. Their 10-6 win versus Denver is one that concerns me, but generally they're scoring more than 35 points a game lately. And that is impressive.
With the exception of their losses.
When they lose, it's ugly. When Flacco can't throw the ball and when Ray Rice is not running the ball effectively. So again,
we're talking about the Kansas City Chiefs right now. You went to Flacco
right,
and Rice. So
right.
You're confusing me now. You're throwing me for a
Jamal
loop.
Charles, okay.
Yes.
When Jamal Charles goes up against the best defense in the NFL with the San Diego Chargers, guess what? Not much happens.
He couldn't run. And the Baltimore Ravens, last I checked, are pretty good at stopping the run. Oh, my goodness. They're only allowing, 92 yards per game rushing.
Which is 5-7 more yards than the Chargers, who didn't make the playoffs. Did we talk about how the number one offense
and
defense
defense
did not make
the playoffs?
Yeah. Smoke that.
Oh, and you know what? Their coach, he still has a job.
But Tom Cable doesn't. And Marvin
and Tom
Lewis
Cable
does
smoke San Diego twice this
and
year.
And Marvin Lewis does with
can you explain? Did somebody tell that to L? I'm like, L, do you understand? We beat the Chargers twice this year. Twice. We hadn't beat them in the last 8 years. We beat them twice this year.
Yeah.
You're getting rid of this guy.
Yeah.
All right.
You know how much you hate them? Do you realize how much you hate them, or have you forgotten?
You beat them twice.
Yeah, maybe he's got old timers. It's a version of Alzheimer's.
No. Did you see my little responses to Kara on that, old timers?
No. Sorry.
Oh, she had posted something on Facebook about how 50 years from now, I'm going to look back at this and say, wow, this was funny. Or maybe I'll just say, I don't know, because I have old timers.
Really?
Yes.
My daughter?
Yes, your daughter.
Hey, did you rake over the coals?
I was like,
honey,
old timers. That's nice. What is that? And she's
is like,
I know, like
I know.
No, she goes, I know, but I didn't know how to spell the other word.
And she's too freaky lazy to Google it and have it corrected for her.
Oh, gosh. I just rolled on the floor when she answered that.
That means
that
she
way.
Didn't even know how to start it, I guess. So much for my honor student.
There you go.
Really?
Okay. So we need a score for you for this game, buddy.
A score for this game. The Baltimore Ravens against the Chiefs defense. Chiefs defense is middle of the road. Mm-hmm. Okay? Mm-hmm. Basically, against the pass, they're 17th. Against the rush, they're 14th. Middle of the road. Which means Baltimore can do what they tend to do, which is score 30 points. So the Ravens are scoring 30 points. How many points are the Kansas City Chiefs going to muster? I'm afraid it might be down around, well, their defense made special teams are good. They may run one back on special teams. So I'm going to give them 20. I'm going to go 20 to 30. 21-30, just to make it a nice actual football score. 21 to 30 what? What would
30-20 is okay.
Okay, that works? Okay.
I mean, that's...
So I'm going to roll with that. That's a 10-point edge, which is how I feel about this game anyways, and it puts it over, as far as the over-under, it puts me way over. But look, they're going to get 30. I don't see how they don't. And the fact is Kansas City will do something special on special teams. You can count on that. And they will manage a touchdown or two on their own.
Okay.
That's how I see it. How do you see it?
I said 24-13, Baltimore.
Okay.
I think that...
So you've got 11 points.
I think
got 10.
I think when the Chiefs don't score, they just don't score.
Yeah, it's not a middle of the road. It's an either or, feast or famine kind of proposition.
Yeah.
That's okay. Very, very good. Very, very good.
Final game of the weekend happens Sunday, late game, where the Green Bay Packers travel to Philadelphia, the city of brotherly love, to face Mike Vick, redemption time, and the Philadelphia Eagles.
And if you have a chance to get some crab fries, don't bother. It's really salty.
That's all. What are you doing? It's pop up
time.
It's pop up time.
You know how I love classical piano sonatas. We've talked about that on the show dozens of times. So, can the Packers win three games on the road and get to the Super Bowl?
Let me think. So if they beat Philly, then they get to go to Atlanta, and they almost won there. They lost by three there.
Look at this. He's a savant.
They beat Atlanta, and then they would get to go to the winner of Chicago. They might have to go to Chicago, and they just won there.
He's a freaking savant.
Dude!
He's not even looking at a computer.
Yes!
He's doing this from rote.
They could do it.
And I think it's pretty freaking cool.
It is.
I'm excited about him. But I got to pick against them this week because I got to make up a game.
Check this out, because they already beat the Eagles.
Mm-hmm.
When they went to Atlanta, they lost on the final play of the game.
Mm-hmm.
When they could have scored a touchdown there, they had first and goal, second and goal, third and goal, fourth and goal. They missed the touchdown pad. The dude dropped it.
Right in his hands.
So it's very doable to go into Atlanta and win. And they've already gone to Chicago and won. So, yes.
They only struggle on offense when they go up against an elite defense.
They do. And but they still find ways.
Is Philadelphia an elite defense? I think not.
Yeah, they no.
So this is why I'm saying that Green Bay is the logical pick here.
Why are you taking Philadelphia in this game?
Steven, I don't know what to do. I got to make up a game somewhere.
You got 3 weeks.
The way you make up. Yeah. And there's next week is the last week we have four games.
Right, yes.
Maybe I wait. I don't know. But it's like somewhere I've got to start to make up games.
I actually thought you were taking the Jets. That was the game I thought we were going to differ on this week.
Why on earth would I take the
Jets? I don't know. Because you love Rex Ryan.
I think
he's your buddy.
Rex and I get on pretty well.
Yeah,
I mean, I'll give you that. Yeah, I made him laugh when a bunch of people were making him bummed out.
You asked him a good question that he was excited to answer.
About, boy, could I remember his name?
Come on. It's
Asune Abua. Oh.
It's close.
That's
enough.
Really close. Aune Abua.
Bua.
Yeah. That was so long ago.
Yeah, and he was happy to answer that question because apparently nobody ever asked him.
And they weren't asking him about sexual assault charges by his
that's
former
what everybody
quarterback.
Else was, that's what everybody Jeez. Else was doing. No, at the time, actually, they were asking him about the assault charges on Inez Sainz.
Oh, God. That night.
Yeah, that was the night.
We were sitting next to her.
Yes, we were.
What a weird woman. Anyways.
Oh, come on.
We're going to see
her. You couldn't keep your eyes off of her. You couldn't keep your eyes off of her.
I did keep my eyes off of her.
No, you did.
And we're going to see her in Dallas, Steven.
And?
Well.
And?
I'm just not ready to go
there again. She may not be there.
Yes. Oh, please.
You think they'll send her to the Super Bowl?
She's been there the last 4 or 5 years.
What if they send another new hot chick from Azteca TV?
There's not a new hot chick from Azteca.
How do you know? How do you know?
TV Azteca, look, she is the hot chick.
A few years ago, they had another
hot
chick
gal,
who went and proposed to Tom Brady in a wedding dress.
I know. This is the downside of being international press is they stick us with people like that.
Yes,
we have to get up.
When are we going
to
be
We have to get up
press?
And walk over to see our friends who speak English. It was, Steven, when we were in Philadelphia,
our
seats were with the Japanese Mexican press, the Spanish press. We were the only English speakers up there.
I was able to communicate with the Mexican and the
Spanish.
But
not the Japanese. Those guys we didn't say a lot to, did we?
Fast. I mean, they just go. Yeah. The dude was doing radio.
He was doing his phone.
He was on the phone,
doing updates.
Man, and I was like, dude, can you keep it down?
I'm trying
to watch the game.
Just because we're foreign press doesn't mean we're foreigners. Although we are hot blooded. Check in and see.
Yes, we are.
Got a fever of 100.
I actually, the way I'm sweating right now, do have a fever.
Come on, baby, do you do more dance?
Maybe I take the Eagles and you take the Packers.
I'm good with that.
No, that's not that.
Pretty please. Give me a dollar.
Okay. No, I think that the Eagles are just banged up enough And I think the Packers, our defense, match up great.
They match up fantastically against containing Mike Vick and actually probably seeing Cobb re-enter the game. I honestly don't know if Vick can survive this game. People ask, you know, can he go the whole distance or something? I don't know if he makes it through this game. This defense of the Green Bay Packers is so attacking, and they are not over-pursuers either. They are people that just hone in on you like a heat-seeking missile and do not miss their target.
I think that this is going to go down to the wire. 28-24 Green Bay over the Philadelphia Eagles.
Okay, I'm going to give you my score, and then I'll give you my pick, which may be different than the score. I believe the final in this game, Green Bay Packers on the road score 28 points. The Philadelphia Eagles will score 21 points. The Packers win by how many is that then? Six or seven?
Seven.
That's about right. And I think that final touchdown is an Aaron Rodgers drive to win the game, actually.
So you and I don't differ all that much.
No, we don't. Now, the fact is, I have to take the Eagles and just, you know what? And if I miss Steven, it'll be Andy Reid's fault anyways. Yeah. He'll take complete responsibility for the loss. It won't even be on me. So I don't really have to. And then I've dug myself a three-game loss, and I'm out.
No, you're not out.
But then I'd have to go crazy in the next few weeks.
Yeah, the next few weeks.
Be Steven's Hail Marys to catch up with regular season picks. And how well did that work? It didn't work real well.
You picked up a couple. I came down to seven games when I was down by 15 at one point.
I thought it was 13, but yeah.
15 at one point. I came down to seven. Yes.
But this is too few games left here.
Yes.
So
that's what I mean. I don't know.
Challenge game is the Eagles game. That's it. It's done.
So you're Eagles, taking
Packers.
Eagles.
I got the Eagles. It's concrete.
But your score is 28-21 Green Bay.
That's what's gonna happen.
But then why are you taking Eagles? I don't understand.
Look, what happened when last time I wore this shirt and made an important pick? New Orleans Saints Super Bowl 44 champs.
You can't give me 28-21 and then take the Eagles. You got
to. I like to be right about my predictions.
We need to swap it then.
No. I'm telling you what's going to happen, and then hopefully the gods smile upon me and I get lucky on one.
So the Packers get knocked out, which bums me out.
But
when I put the little thing pictures, do I give you the Eagles?
Yes. Because it's the challenge game and we differ on it.
Okay.
Okay, but on your little piece of paper there, when we check in next Sunday night,
with the finals. Yes. You'll see that it was Green Bay 28, Philadelphia 24.
I nailed it.
Which I nailed.
Fine. But I will have been...
And you would have been close.
Yeah, which I'm cool with close. I'm not that competitive.
I'm cool with close.
As long as I'm on the right side of the outcome,
yeah.
I don't care how it works out.
You're not, because you're taking the Eagles.
Yeah, and I'll just say, hey, you know, I was playing desperate. I said that with the Saints for the Super Bowl 44. It's the same diff. Yeah. Same diff, babe. Let's close by closing with our favorite show tunes in alphabetical order.
Favorite show tunes?
In alphabetical order.
Okay, so what would be first?
Okay, it's a bad idea.
Yeah,
never mind.
I thought so, because...
It's a bad idea.
You know, I mean, I only have one favorite show tune, and it's... I would have to wait till you get to the P's.
Yeah?
Yeah. Phantom of the Opera.
All the Phantom of the Opera is there inside my... trousers.
He's inside my mind all the time. That's what I can't get him out. If anybody out there knows how I can get the Phantom,
just imagine you're weightless.
No, that is not going to get him out. That keeps him in there.
You're not imagining that you're weightless.
Surrounded by tiny little seahorses.
Can you see the seahorses?
That freaks me out a little, actually.
But the Phantom went away for a second.
No, he was riding the freaking seahorses.
Ooh, that would be creepy.
Yeah. All right, that's all the time we've got for you. Playoffs are here, baby. I can't wait till we get on Sky and start talking about these babies.
If you miss these, you're dumb.
I'm so excited. Yeah.
And hopefully they're going to give us a half hour this Friday.
Yeah, that would be nice. But anyways, it's been Steven Miranda.
And Jeff Ellis.
For NFL Rants and Raves.
Oh, no. We suck again.